All right, phone line's open. How would you describe Jaden Daniels' first two games to somebody that didn't see either game? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So let me just mention the last sack that I didn't talk about. Again, the first four, I think the first one, have no clue. I think the Giants may have just schemed up a really good blitz, and he does a phenomenal job of making a 10 to 12-yard loss a 3-yard loss. The second one, opening drive, I don't know why he doesn't throw it to Sinnott in the flat. I don't think it's a big play. He came off that. He ends up scrambling, loses 5 yards. The third one, Zacchaeus got held, got knocked to the ground. I don't know why there wasn't a flag. Drive three, the fourth one, he's pressured. He's scrambled. McCaffrey's open if he waits. And then the next play, while not a sack, it's a 14-yard scramble, was a missed opportunity for a big play to Luke McCaffrey. And then the last sack is actually a 0-yard sack. He got sacked another time where there's defensive holding for 5 yards, so that gets wiped away as an actual sack. But this one is in the second half, the first drive of the second half. It's second and 8 at the Giant 9-yard line. He drops back. The Giants zone pretty much across the board. It does look like there's an opportunity in the back of the end zone. I'm just telling you guys, on the all 22, because of their uniforms and their numbers, sometimes it's tough to pick up who it is. Sometimes it's easy, but it's the slot receiver. I think it's Terry in the slot, and I think he's got a chance to throw it and lead him to sort of the back right part of the end zone with a throw that only maybe he can catch. And he doesn't pull the trigger. Instead, he tucks it and gets it back to the line of scrimmage on a scramble, which ends up being technically a sack, even though it was a 0-yard gain. So there you go, the 5 sacks in the game. That one, by the way, led to a 3rd and 8 where he threw incomplete to Diami Brown in the back of the end zone. And I did want to mention that next play, because I do think there was kind of an opportunity to lead Brown into the back of the end zone by throwing a little bit earlier, where maybe it's a touchdown. He throws it maybe a little bit late, throws it off his back foot. Now, he got walloped when he threw it, threw it off his back foot. I think if the ball comes out earlier, there's a chance for a touchdown to Diami Brown there. So there you go. There's some constructive critiquing of Jaden Daniels. He ain't making every play, that's for sure. But he's making a lot more good ones than bad ones. But there were some missed opportunities. The Noah Brown stop-and-go double move we talked about. And certainly back-to-back plays to McCaffrey. And then maybe even on this 3rd down and 9, first drive of the second half, if that ball comes out much sooner, I'm wondering, that's one I'd love to talk to, you know, somebody there, you know, and say, curious, should the ball have come out right away, throwing to a spot? Diami's beaten his guy pretty much off the line of scrimmage. You know where it's going to go. If he doesn't wait, is there a chance for that? I think the answer is yes. There you go. There's some of the stuff that I saw. There were a couple of other plays. Remember the play in which they're running, you know, the little tap pass to Zacchaeus, who's in motion? It looks like a fly sweep, but it's actually, because he's in front of Jaden, it's Jaden's takes the snap and he's just going to tap pass it to Zacchaeus. So if it's dropped, it's actually an incomplete pass. That plays a touchdown if Jaden doesn't bobble the snap. I mean, what do you chalk that up to? I mean, how many times is he really? He's taken thousands of shotgun snaps, but that play was very well schemed and very well designed, and I think Zacchaeus probably scores on that play. But Jaden bobbled the ball and didn't want to mess up the play, and so he ate it. But if he catches the snap cleanly and just touch passes it right in front of him to Zacchaeus, it's not technically, you know, a running play. It would have been a pass. I think it scores. All right. That's enough of that. Phone lines 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. To someone who had not seen Jaden Daniels play any part of the first two games, how would you describe it? Let me just tell you, I did describe it to somebody. This was Sunday night. He didn't see the Giant game, although he did see the Tampa game, so it's not exactly what I'm looking for. But I just said he took another big step forward, and with the game on the line, he totally delivered. Because he did. He totally delivered with the game on the line. You know, he had on that first drive of the second half, he had that great throw to Terry on that deep out where Terry toe-tapped it in. He had the balls to Noah Brown, to Ertz, to Noah Brown again, had the read option keeper to get it into total chip shot range. And he, by the way, he's fine going out of bounds there on a first down run. You know, that's not a – it would have been actually a little bit risky to have stayed in bounds. All right, 301-230-0980. Denton, let me ask you. Friend of yours says, I haven't seen either game. How did Jaden Daniels do in his first two games? What would you say?
First thing I would say is he's the best rookie quarterback. I'd lead with that one so far. I would really point to this game and say that he got better. Like in the first half, I didn't think he played exceptional because I thought he was holding on to the ball a little too long. And I was happy after he got the wind knocked out of him that he was more comfortable slinging it and kind of throwing into tighter windows. So seeing that progress has been really good. I would say that he has been he's been good, right? He's been good, not great, but he's been really good given what the team looks like. So I would say good if someone who had never watched asked me.
Yeah, I think a couple of things, by the way. Of course, everybody knows that right now in the league, he's one of the top three athletes at the quarterback position. You know, you go Lamar, you go Josh Allen, you go Jaden Daniels, right? Am I missing somebody? I probably am. But he's very likely right now. He's an elite playmaker as at the quarterback position in the league. Number two is I love his ball. I think he throws a really good ball, a catchable ball. I think he's got a super quick release. It's very kind of compact. We talked about this all leading up to the draft. I think he processes quickly, but I think right now his processing is more 1-2, let me create. And like with the McCaffrey play on one of those sacks, I think that was number two, and he never got to it. I think also just really the opportunities so far, and we saw it in the Tampa game too when he had Terry on a scramble. He's got to keep his eyes down the field and make plays with his arm once he starts to extend the play. I think there have been some missed opportunities there, but I would say so far it's a solid B+. There's been much more good than bad. He's given it. Look, the offense never punted on Sunday. 425 yards, 7 of 14 on third down. These are numbers between the 20s that you would take every single Sunday and hope that you could improve a little bit in the red zone and maybe score two touchdowns to go with five field goals.